in something you fry eggs in.
That's a skillet.
Do you remember the kind that had legs on it that they used to put into the fireplace?
Yeah, they called that a baker. They used to make rolls in the baker. Hold it, bake them.
Mm-hmm.
Rolls or cornbread or flatbread.
And a heavy iron vessel with a large opening on the top that might be.
It'll be a pot.
Or something you might heat water in for tea.
Yeah, that'd be a pan or a.
You want to call it a kettle?
Yeah, it could be a kettle. If it's a kettle, yeah, kettle would be all right.
Is a kettle the same thing as a pot, or is it?
About the same thing. Yeah, about the same.
And something you put cut flowers in?
Well, that'd be a vase.
All right, and when you sit down at a meal, you talk about the silverware. The silverware includes one of the three pieces.
Knives and forks and spoons and
All right. So you just have one of these things you cut with one.
Well, it would be lots of time they call them a butcher knife. You use a butcher knife. You have a butcher knife. You use it to keep it sharp for your butchering hogs. And if you want something to cut easy, use that butcher knife. But, or if you're cutting bread, slicing bread, you'd have a bread knife. Or if it's some fruit, it'd be a paring knife.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. And after a meal, the woman says, "Now I must wet the dishes. Now I must."
Yeah, do up the. It would be the cores, or that's one expression I never use much. The cores, do the cord night work cord, but get the supper dishes done up. Or
you wash the dishes?
Yeah, washing.
And then she holds it under clear water with soap on it, and she
wrenches it.
And something she might hold in her hand to in washing dishes to get the particles of food off, a piece of cloth or rag.
I don't know what you get there.
Oh, a dishcloth or a dish rag?
Yeah, dishcloth. You call it a rag. Wouldn't hardly be a rather call it a dishcloth.
Okay. All right. And same for wiping the dishes, drying them.
Yeah, drying cloth.
And something you have in the bathroom for washing your face, a small thing about this.
Yeah, hand towels, little hand towels. Right.
Something you put soap on?
Wash rag or
okay, and then you dry yourself
with a drying towel.
Right. And the water at the sink comes out
the spigot there. Spigot.
All right. And what about on the side
spigot
of your
house? Or the faucet, either one.
All right. Yeah. Now on the side of the house, if you're going to put a hose in, you're going to hook a hose on to outlet it.
That's a spigot.
All right. And how about on a barrel?
Or faucet, either one.
All right. And on a barrel where you're going to say you have a barrel of
with a spigot on it.
All right.
Spigot or faucet, you know.
Okay. And last night the temperature got way down and the water in the pipes froze and then the pipe
bursted.
Okay.
Yeah. And the water squirted when it filled up, it really squirted.
Now, we talk about something that beer comes in, a large container.
Hogsit.
Yeah.
Or a container.
Yeah, hogshead is good, but I was thinking of something like pickles used to come in.
Container, glass container,
it's
or
a great big one you'd see in a store.
Or a barrel, or a drum. Or
yeah, that's fine. How about something smaller that nails might come in?
Well, that'd be a little keg, nail keg,
and the. If you're going to pour something from one container into another one, you might pour it through something that looks kind of like this,
And have that funnel and
And something you crack to make a horse go.
Yeah, that'd be called a whip.